For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is hoping for the best at the Singapore summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are both in Singapore for Tuesday's summit. Before their arrival, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said Singapore welcomes a chance to contribute to the region's nuclear security.
This meeting has the potential to set those developments on a new path, which were heading in a not very good direction for some time already.
During an impromptu news conference before leaving the G7, the president talked about his expectations for meetings with North Korea.
We're going in with a very positive attitude, and I think we're going to come out fine. But I've said it many times. Who knows? Who knows? May not work out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
President Trump has backed out of a communique on free trade that was agreed to at the G7 summit. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina on ABC's This Week.
There's a movement in our party that Trump's seized that got him the nomination and eventually become president of the United States. So I'm not so sure a majority of Americans believe that globalization and free trade is in our interest. I believe that.
Colorado authorities have told residents of hundreds more homes to evacuate as the wildfire burning north of Durango nearly doubles in size. KRQE-TV's Allison Martinez.
675 residences did have to evacuate, and that puts it at over, thousands of residents are being evacuated from this area, and now the borough fire also broke out.
So far, no homes have burned yet. It is hot, dry, and windy, and the conditions are expected to get much worse. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Gas prices fell for most Americans to an average of $2.92 a gallon. That's down 3.5 cents from where it was priced last week at $2.95. John Clemens has more.
Motorists in California are still paying the highest at $3.74. But even that was a decline of 5 cents a gallon. Residents of South Carolina still have the lowest at $2.58. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us not every state saw a decrease in prices.
46 of the nation's 50 states saw average prices decline. The unlucky four with increases, Michigan, Idaho, Ohio, and South Dakota.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
Kia Motors plans to recall over 500,000 cars in the United States this summer to fix an airbag flaw that's linked to a federal investigation into fatal crashes. The recall includes 2010 to 2013 Kia Forte and Forte Coupe sedans, also 2011 through 2013 Kia Optima sedans, and 2011 and 2012 Kia Optima hybrid sedans and Sedona minivans. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released a statement. In the event of a crash, the airbag control unit may short-circuit, preventing the frontal airbags and seatbelt pretensioners from deploying. Kia said that it's still working on a remedy with the recall set to begin on July 27th. For USA Radio.